I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, August 24th. The Quincy Nursing and Rehabilitation Center on McGrath Highway will close later this year. The company has announced it's closing its doors permanently on December 7th because new state laws are forcing them to reduce the number of beds. The company calls it a business decision and says it's working to find alternative care for residents and new positions for employees. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch is endorsing Mara Healy for governor and Kim Driscoll for lieutenant governor. Koch says he believes both candidates bring strengths that will complement each other in office. Koch is a registered independent voter after leaving the Democratic Party in 2008 because of his views on abortion. Quincy School Superintendent Kevin Mulvey expects the new Squantum Elementary School to be completed in 5 years. Mulvey says he hopes students can begin attending the new school in the fall of 2027. The state is still deciding how much to reimburse the city for the new school. The current Squantum school is over 100 years old. Officials are trying to locate a dog that bit a 4-year-old Milton girl in the leg during the Saturdays in the Park celebration. At Safford Park in Wollaston this past Saturday, the girl had to have stitches and is undergoing rabies treatments. The family is working with Quincy Animal Control and is asking anyone with information to come forward. The Quincy City Council will hold a special remote meeting this evening to approve of the polling places for the upcoming state election and early voting locations. Councilors will also vote to allow a police officer to be stationed at each polling place, as required by new state law. The meeting will be held virtually at 6:30 and will be carried live on QATV Channel 9. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Update for Wednesday, August 24th.